December 3rd, 2005. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 14.
Violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, episode 14, Nowhere in Mulberry. Welcome to the Cultural District, where we talk about movies and TV and current events. I'm here in the Mulberry Station, and with Stephen to
in
my
Mulberry
left.
Mulberry Square.
Yeah, Mulberry Square in Mulberry Circle.
I'm sorry.
How you doing, Stephen?
I don't get to that side
I'm
of
good.
Town much.
Good today. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Have you got any more than that, or is that?
Nobody ever asks you how you're doing. So
hey, look,
no one cares.
A big bag of nothing.
Hey, that would be Bill and his zombie fortified library, post-apocalyptic library. I might add. How you doing?
But I'm not in the library anymore.
Oh, you're not. What's going on?
Well, the zombies have finally broken.
Oh,
and
no.
Now they're using my library. I'm in the attic. But the thing that shocked me the most...
What's that outside? I hear, like, machine gun fire.
Well, yeah, they have machine guns.
What?
They've learned to use automatic weapons.
Oh, you mean they've advanced, like, Land of the Dead?
Yeah.
So they broke in, they're studying in his library.
The thing that scares me the most is that they're not ordinary zombies.
How much knowledge do you have there in the library that they'll just feed off of?
Well, I don't think there's much knowledge in pornography.
Yeah, hopefully they won't learn
library.
Much.
I think what they're looking for, since they're not ordinary zombies, they're actually brown coat zombies.
Oh!
They're looking for my Firefly series.
So you're saying that these are fans of Firefly Serenity. They're Joss Whedon fans, essentially.
Well, I wouldn't call them fans, being that they're dead.
So they can't really purchase new material to...
exactly.
Is this why the movie didn't do that well? Because they were dead and couldn't pay for entry into movie theaters?
Well, yeah, it's like I've said, they have no friends, so they are zombies, in fact.
Oh, Lord. You're
so they've broken in, they're looking for everything I have that's related to Joss Whedon. I've already seen them watching my Buffy collection that I got last week.
Oh, well, that's nice.
The 40-disc collection. And now they're on to my pirated version of Serenity.
Oh, you got the pirated version of that. That's nice.
They keep rewinding the part where Wash dies, yelling no or something.
No,
I'm not sure what's going on down there.
So the zombies are verbalizing now too.
Yeah, they're scary. I've never really been threatened by normal zombies before, but these zombies are special.
Now, do you have plenty of food where you're at in your home, or are you starving?
Yeah, I am going to lose a little weight because all I have are the rats up here.
Oh.
But they are tasty, like chicken.
Oh, well, you know, that's nice and all. How are you doing, Vanessa? Hopefully you're doing much better than Bill.
Yeah, I think I'm doing much better than Bill. I don't have any zombies to fend off.
No brown coat zombies?
Billy.
Yeah, no brown coat zombies. You know, what's funny about all this, Bill, is we actually did get some feedback over what you said about the brown coats last week.
I knew
and
it.
And what did I say exactly?
Basically, you said that brown coats don't have any friends.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true.
And would you guys like to hear this voicemail that a...
Oh, yes. Oh, please.
You
yes.
ready for this, Bill?
I am so ready.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Mulberry guys. This is... Well, I'm not going to say my name on the air, but I heard what you said about brown coats, And, you know, damn you, Mulberry, Dave, or Jack, what's your damn name? Listen, I got plenty of friends, friends with deep hearts. Okay, we love our groups and we watch our Firefly. You know, don't say I don't have friends. I have one really great friend. His name is Josh Whedon.
Oh, dear God in heaven, you're delusional, too.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill! The hell!
Wow.
Funny about that is that he tries to make it funny in the beginning by not knowing my name, and then at the end it just comes to him.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill!
You're really good. Okay, let me just say here. let me critique this call.
All right.
First, it is incredibly unintentionally funny. Second, he has the Firefly theme playing in the background.
Yes.
Buddy, please, if you didn't prove just then that you had no friends.
Hey, he's a fan
of the
soundtrack.
I don't know what else you did.
He's a fan of the music. I mean,
listen, okay, I'm a fan of Firefly. I love the series. I turned you on to it, Jason. I love the series. I think it's one of the most incredible things that has come out of television. I loved the movie. It was okay. I didn't love it. It was okay. And I love Star Wars. I am a Star Wars geek. But you know what?
Steven?
I am not obsessed with it. It is not my life. I don't sit
this
there and play
so
the theme
exciting.
In the background.
Right. Well, you know, he probably...
I can separate, you know, fantasy from reality.
Maybe he had his TV reloaded. He was watching an episode as he called.
Kind of
you know what? I think he actually called from my library. I think that's one of the brown coat zombies that broke
his
bin.
Oh, man. That's pretty scary.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill!
That's hilarious. Buddy, you know, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings, but truth hurts.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Making friends, influencing people. Mulberry Bill.
I gotta leave it to Bill.
I love that he went, I have a great friend, Josh Whedon. It's Joss.
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Your S's. There's no H in Joss.
Now, okay, we did get another voicemail, and it was kind of a happy voicemail, and it has nothing to do with Firefly or anything like that. Would you guys like to hear that, or is it less interesting?
Did you check the caller ID on that? I really do think he was calling from my library.
It's possible. If you hear any kind of moans or anything.
I've been hearing a lot of that music lately.
Is it like Waco? They're cranking the Firefly theme over and over to get you out of your bunker.
Yeah.
You got nice 5.1 down there.
Now, here's a voicemail from Annie Mae. Do you guys know who Annie Mae is?
Andy's wife.
Yes.
Yeah, she put the hot Ryan Reynolds pick up there for me to lust over.
Right, and she sent us a voicemail. I thought this was really cool of her. Let's check it out.
Hey there, Mulberry. It's Annie Mae in Houston, and I wanted to call and say that I dig Vanessa's news. She does an awesome job. And
yeah.
I hope she hangs with the show, because it's nice that there's a chick in that group. All right. Hang in there. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
So it was all just Vanessa love, I guess.
Thank
you.
Now,
thank you, Annie.
I don't know
what we have
to
have a chick to balance out the testosterone.
Yeah.
But
it's a sausage fest in here.
I wonder if Annie realizes how much of Vanessa's inane comments are actually edited out of this.
They are. Trust me, they are.
Just kidding. No,
it's like cutting a fine diamond is something beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You have to shape it.
Hey,
whatever. You know, there's comments, there's yawns, there's coughs, and there's predator snorts.
I warned Steven about the yawning, but I don't think he's heeded my warnings.
No, obviously he has not.
That's
I had
at least
one
two,
while
Steven.
Ago.
Steven, okay, you woke up at like 4 o'clock. How could you still be sleepy?
It was only like an hour nap.
I think Steven has sleep apnea.
Now, hey, guys, I want to talk about some shows have been canceled that we didn't talk about last week. All right. Night Stalkers. Stalker has been canceled.
Already? Two episodes of that.
Doesn't surprise me at all. It wasn't a bad show, but it wasn't the kind of show that people all love and grab onto, you know?
No, it's not the type of show that you wanted to tune into.
Reunion has been canceled. Did anyone watch that? It's like a
I see the commercials.
It's like a season-long mystery show. Like each episode is another year. But the thing with that is, it's annoying.
Was that that high school one where somebody died back in high school 20 years ago or 10 years?
And I never got into that. Never watched a single episode. So
same here.
Threshold with Carla Gugino has been canceled.
Started out good and then went to the very quickly.
It's just like, you know, when are you going to get to the alien stuff?
They're getting to it in the Invasion series pretty quick. So
pretty quick? Hasn't that aired like 12 episodes?
Well, I mean,
I don't watch that show.
Obviously, they haven't done it here in Threshold. So
right.
Threshold wasn't really about Invasion. It was about the aliens using the human genetic code to transfer them into
A sound wave. They're transmitting it.
And Carla Gugino in like
tight
shirts
outfits.
Without bras on.
That's exactly why it got canceled. The last time I could remember her in something without a bra was the first episode in the dream sequence.
Right.
And the reason why the reason why the Ghost Whisperer is lasting so long is because every week Jennifer Love Hewitt is in some skimpy lingerie.
Right.
Every episode.
Did you happen to see Mad like 2 weeks ago? Because they did a really good spoof on
Watch Mad.
I was flipping channels and it was actually on. They were doing a Ghost Whisperer thing and they were talking about they were making fun of it like the Boob Whisperer.
That crazy Mad, they're so original.
I'm thinking Bill doesn't watch it. Now let's get to okay, let me say something about Reunion. Is they're going to let it play out, I think, for a little while before they cancel it. But Fox has said that before. They said that about The Inside and they just freaking never aired it again. But the show that I really care about, that this is its final season and it will air the rest of the season, is Alias. They've decided to end it with season 5 and it'll be over in May. So
yeah, I don't know if I'm real happy about that. It wasn't the greatest in season 4. Season 3 wasn't the greatest either, but
you know what? It may not be that great, but it's better than 90% of the other shows out there.
I tune in every week. There's not a lot of shows that get, number 3 or number 4 every Thursday?
Can I ask you this, Bill? Did Ben Affleck ruin Alias by knocking up Jennifer Garner?
I don't think he ruined it by knocking up Jennifer Garner, but there's a whole 6 degrees of separation there. Anything that Affleck touches... It's any sort of connection he has to something, it's screwed.
Now, guys, we've been talking about this for a while. Earl and My Name is Earl and The Office are being moved to must-see Thursdays on NBC. Basically, I think they figured out that Joey isn't that great. And
finally.
The only thing I'm worried about is Thursday nights are very competitive. I don't want to screw up, you know, My Name is Earl in the ratings.
Yeah, because they're going to be competing with Smallville.
It's going to be an hour after that. So
awesome. That's fine by me then.
Yeah, and I think it deserves a Thursday time slot. It's also going to air with two other shows, a new damn Seth Green comedy, which will fail miserably.
Yeah, that'll last 4 episodes.
All right, one more thing before we begin.
Yawning!
Yeah, Steve.
I'm not yawning!
You did!
I just took a deep breath! That wasn't a yawn!
Yawning.
That was a hidden yawn!
No one breathes like that! Are you about to go underwater? Are you going to go deep sea fishing? Jesus! All right, now before we move on to entertainment...
you would have known a yawn. I would have stretched and everything. I didn't stretch.
Now, hey.
Bastards.
Busted.
I like how he gets all defensive.
Yeah.
I didn't yawn!
Did you... I mean, I'm not really into the Olympics that much. I love Winter Olympic hockey. But I saw this week in the news that they've got new design medals for the Winter Olympics. Have you seen these guys?
No.
Yeah, they look... Yeah, I've seen them.
Some people have described them as donuts. Basically, it looks like a DVD with a ribbon through it. It looks like a gold, silver, and bronze DVD. And
it's
they
like
look really goofy.
To shell out to the to make a real medal.
On NowhereMulberry.com, I'm going to post a link to a picture of them. Just check them out. They're really goofy looking.
It looks like they're like platinum gold... records that like they won, like they're artists or musical artists.
Yeah,
like, 1 million sold. Here's your medal.
I don't know. It's a big music fan who designed them. I don't know.
How the hell are you going to keep it? Are you just going to put the like the metal donut in a case? Where's the
maybe,
ribbon going to go?
Can you play it? Like stick it in your DVD player.
And you know what?
It'll have highlights of your win. Now that's
it'll have highlights of the performance that won.
So let's move on, guys. Let's do some entertainment. What do you say? Okay, guys, now before we get into the entertainment section of our show, we have a guest with us today, and I want you guys all to say hello to her. You may know her as Judge Judy.
Hello!
Now, how you doing, Judge Judy?
It's Malone.
No, I'm Jason.
The guy.
Outrageous!
Now, guys, Peter Jackson, I don't know if... Do you guys know who the hell Peter Jackson is?
Yes, of course.
He's done such films as Bad Taste... And Dead Alive.
Frighteners.
The Frighteners. I don't think he's done anything since The Frighteners, but he's a really good director.
He did that little movie trilogy.
What?
It was a little tiny one.
Back to the Future?
No.
No, that was Robert Zemeckis.
Star Wars. No.
Terminator.
Terminator. No, he didn't do that.
Something about rings.
Rings.
Oh.
The ring.
The Olympic.
Yeah. That scary movie with the ring, the 7 days or whatever. No, there's only two of those. Oh, he's Japanese. He did the Japanese trilogy. Okay. He did...
Once Upon a Time in China.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Now, he has a new movie, guys, called King Kong, which I don't think... I've never heard of this before. I don't think it's ever been made before.
Nope. I think it was made...
Yeah, I think it's brand new.
We're the stupid movie people.
There was an old one.
Yeah, there's some old one with Jessica Lange. And I think that was the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm very young, you guys. I'm 16, so I don't know anything about
movies. Yeah, right.
No, he's done such fantastic films as Lord of the Rings trilogy, which some people don't call a trilogy. It's just one long story.
Correct.
One really long.
Yeah. Especially if you've seen the extended box set. Or
yeah, the extended version is 12 hours long.
Yeah, it's like you're going to start at daytime and it'll be the morning by the time we're done. All right, whatever. Okay, he's done a movie called King Kong, and let's check out a trailer to it. It's about a giant monkey.
Are you serious?
And lo, the beast looked upon the face of beauty.
What is this, a Tenacious D song?
And beauty stayed his hand.
Gosh.
And from that day forward...
He was ready to rock!
Undead.
So you are ready for this voyage, Mistero?
Sure.
It's got Nervous. Naomi Watts.
Nervous.
She was in The Ring.
Should I be?
So she's worked with
Peter Jackson before. Correct, yeah.
Imagine if you will.
No, I don't have a good imagination. Just show me in
CGI. What's with that sexy voice? It's like, imagine if you will.
There's a wall ahead!
Oh, I thought he said Walt. I thought it was Michael from Lost for a second.
Yeah. For those about to rock.
Shoot my picture.
We salute you.
Oh, sweet. Yes.
It's deserted.
Seems to me that would be the first thing
deserted.
That you would say.
Places are ruined.
Is Judge Judy in this movie?
Okay. Hey, she plays a cameo. She plays a gorilla.
She's the gorilla's mother.
Yes!
Whoa. Is it Survivor? I heard
Sit down.
Find her!
It sounds like this is going to have a lot of deep bass.
The wall!
You saw something.
Outrageous.
What took her, Carl?
Outrageous.
If you haven't found her in 24 hours, there'll be nothing left to find.
No.
Whoa!
Not only are you not a very nice person, you're also a slob.
Thank you. only is there one T-Rex, I think there's a fight with like four T-Rex. All right, it looks like Judge Judy's excited about that. You know, I've heard some people like, oh, come on, why are they making another King Kong? The effects don't look that good.
Go back and watch the original.
Many times, like, this was the same with The Incredible Hulk. The effects are not finished yet when they first released, like, a teaser.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
The effects look awesome in
it's
this.
It's like when they did the Spider-Man as well.
For Spider-Man, it's like, oh, man, that looks like a video game. And, I mean, it wasn't great. It was better by Spider-Man 2, but it's preliminary effects. They're not done yet. Now, are you guys going to go see King Kong?
I'll go see it. I'm very
excited. You know what? I think I am.
Now, hey,
I wasn't real sure about it until the final trailer came out.
But it looks good.
Did you see the interview with Stone Phillips?
I did see some of that last night. But I was getting real sick of Stone's way of talking.
Well, who was Stone interviewing? King Kong?
Peter Jackson, who's lost
about 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's really? Lost a lot of weight.
But you
who
know
would
what?
Talk to Stone Phillips? The man is
they made him lose weight before he directed this film.
Yeah.
It was a big health issue, they said. They wanted to make sure he finished it.
Stone Phillips is basically like a robot, I think.
He is a robot.
Energy cell exhausted.
Now, the reason I stopped watching it is they showed way too many clips of the movie. I'm not that kind of person who wants to see lots of clips.
Well, you already know the story.
Yeah, but I didn't want to see the T-Rex fight. They showed the whole thing, practically.
But like the when they showed like the making of Kong, and they were talking about how Peter Jackson was describing to his CG guys how to make him, you know, with the droopy eye and a broken jaw.
Did you guys know that Andy Serkis plays Kong?
Yes.
All right, moving on. Did anyone go see Aeon or Eon Flux this weekend?
No, thank you.
Anyone rushing out to see that?
Is it me or does it look like Equilibrium?
It looks like that kind of 1984-ish kind of storyline, the government
and all
that.
Equilibrium Island.
But here's my problem with it. It looks like it was done in like a Willy Wonka-type soundstage.
It does.
It looks really fake. I mean, I know that's kind of stupid to say about a movie,
but
what I mean is it looks like sets.
What about how she's holding the guns? There's one where she's got like one over her back and one forward shooting in a circle.
It
looked so forced.
I was going to play a clip, but not a single clip has dialogue in it. It's all like, you know, machine guns.
So kind of like the King Kong tree.
No, that was filled with dialogue, all right?
Yeah, he's like,
I'm sorry, Judge Judy was in it.
Yeah, Judge Judy. Judge Judy pretty much
outrageous.
Told us what the movie was about.
It's because she's the boss out there.
Hey guys, let's talk about what the hell's on your TiVo. Now, before we get into our regular TV shows, I have something to alert you guys to put on your TiVos or PVRs or DVRs. This is something I'm very excited about. Would you guys say watch a movie produced by Bryan Singer and Dean Devlin? Would you watch a miniseries by those guys? Pretty good track record. Say this miniseries had Eric Stoltz in it, Lou Diamond Phillips, even threw in a Scientologist, Catherine Bell. Now, would you go see this movie?
No.
Have I sold you on this?
I'll watch it if it has Catherine Bell in it.
Now, Bill, if I have not sold you on this yet, wait till I tell you who directs it. It's directed by Craig I Come in Peace Baxley.
Have
I sold you on it?
Yeah, totally.
Sold.
I'm there.
This is what you must program for next week.
How much do you know about the Bermuda Triangle?
Images that I see come to me randomly. Something happened to us out there.
Seven people.
How can you experience this before? We have all been here like this before.
This is a quest
to uncover something that has managed to defy everyone that has gone before you.
Oh my God.
The Triangle, a Sci-Fi Channel miniseries event, premieres Monday, December 5th at 9.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you guys
totally there?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Craig, I Come in Peace, Baxley.
Is the spaceman going to be in it?
Yeah, he's going to say, F you, spaceman.
You know what? I got to admit that although we make fun of I Come in Peace...
It's an entertaining movie.
It's an entertaining flick. I was transferring it over to DVD this past week off my Laserdisc, and I actually am sitting there watching it, and all of a sudden I'm into it, and I just realize, oh my God, dude, you're into this movie.
Yes.
It's basically... I mean, for what it was probably very low budget. They made it in Houston, in fact.
Yeah.
But the explosions in the movie are, like, awesome. They have these guns that just, everything is blowing up. It's awesome.
Yeah. So talking
it's
about this last movie. Week, we got you excited about it,
Bill. I am a closet Dolph Lundgren fan. That might not have come out right, but I like Dolph Lundgren. I think he's I'm not going to say he's a great actor. He's very...
He's a great character actor.
He's entertaining, is what I want to say.
I'm a Lundgren coach.
I mean, he was... I am too. No, I'm going to call the new name for Dolph Lundgren fans is Lundgren Biscuits. What do you guys think?
Lundgren awesome. Biscuits.
Now,
I was going to say Lundgren Petal because he was a florist.
It also has the genius of Brian Benben in it. So.
Yeah, Brian Benben kicks ass in the movie.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know he's still around.
Well, I don't know.
You
got to
remember,
still
I Come in Peace was made in like 1989.
He says, I come in peace. And he goes, and you go in pieces, asshole.
That's the last line of the movie. Well, one of the last lines of the movie.
Yeah, the other one is the alien goes, I win. And he goes, F you, spaceman. He jabs a thing right into his neck.
But the true last line is whenever Dolph Lundgren asks Brian Benben what his last name is.
Right.
Or something. Or no, what his name is, and it's Horwitz or something.
Right.
I can't remember.
No, and you know what? I think that movie ends on a freeze frame, too, doesn't it?
It does end on a freeze frame.
It has the chips ending.
It has the woman, Dolph Lundgren, and Brian Benben all laughing as they...
Oh, like the 80s TV show.
Yeah, like the camera.
It's like a Polaroid of them. That's my Nikon sound, in case you guys
didn't know. I'll pull some drops for Foggy.
Tonight. Oh, hell yeah. Foggy wants some of that stuff. Don't you, Foggy?
Oh, my lantern.
I don't know what that means at all. Now, guys, everyone program the triangle. We're going to talk about the whole miniseries on next week's show.
Awesome.
Now,
I have to.
A lot of shows that we watched didn't come on this week, but I want to talk about one that I saw a clip to, and that is Survivor. Vanessa, did you see Survivor?
Of course, yeah.
Now, it looks like this dude Judd got kicked off the island, right?
Like, thank God.
Now, I have a clip of what he says when he gets kicked off, and it was pretty funny. Let's check that out.
Thirteenth person voted out of Survivor Guatemala. Judd.
Thanks, guys. Hope you guys all get bit by a freaking crocodile. Scumbags.
Judd, the tribe has spoken. Time for you to go.
Scumbags.
Keeps calling them scumbags. That was great. Now, Vanessa, what is the deal with Judd? Is he a jerk or what?
He's northern. You know, he's really brash, and he just says things sometimes that kind of rubs people the wrong way. You know, just doesn't know when to bite his tongue. And he kind of ticked a lot of people off, just the things he said.
I think that when people get kicked off these shows, they ought to kind of raise a little bit of hell, kind of get their extra 2 minutes of fame before they're gone. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Sure. Everybody?
Everybody will remember that.
I remember that. Scumbags.
Now,
by a crocodile.
Now, another show where some people were kicked off was The Apprentice. We had... which I love the Donald. I don't know about you guys.
I love the Donald.
Was it plural?
Yeah, the Donald. The Donalds. No. Yes, there was Ala and Felicia, the two blonde chicks who formed one part of the group. And then there was Randall and Rebecca who were on the other. And the idea is for them to make a new Windows Office thing. What was the project? It was something to do with office projects.
Yeah, you make a new commercial, like a...
to sell a Microsoft product.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
And Randall and Rebecca, theirs wasn't great, but the thing was, it was better than the other two's, who was really bad.
Well, they didn't have a lot of time to do it, so I mean, it's pretty good for what time they had.
But they
excuses.
Their big mistake was is that they had too much text on the screen. Like,
couldn't read it all.
Yeah, it's like all this information going by, and everyone's looking at it like, what the hell is this crap? Now, here's a clip of what happened. It's Gold Jerry.
I mean, I told Allah before we went into this task, I want to be PM. I don't care what it is. I have to be PM on this task.
I respect that, though.
And if I may say something to that as well, she said that originally then she backpedaled and then asked me if I wanted to do it. And
no, wait a minute.
Let me explain to him what happened, Felicia. And that's
why do you do that? Why do you feel this? No, but you feel this need to steamroll over people, and it's not necessary.
Okay,
it's
Felicia,
really
I'll let
not
you
necessary.
Finish, but I'll tell the truth. You need to tell the truth and the full story.
Okay, and so do you. And that's
but
not
I think
coming
she is truthful,
Allah.
I really do. I think she's being overpowered by you, but I think she's truthful.
Yeah, right. She's being truthful.
She's being quite complimentary to you, and she's and you're knocking her down.
Quimby, is that you?
Nice to you, and you are just killing her.
I'm not trying
to
kill her. I just like to hear.
I almost think if you would have just left her alone, she would have probably said I should fire her.
Of course. Not only
Felicia,
not a very
I have
nice
to ask
person,
you, are you giving up?
Slow.
I'm not giving up at all. I'm not giving up. I want to be here. Worse than anything.
Goodbye.
But I don't feel that on this task, I did what I came here to do. And I'm very frustrated with myself. My
See, she made the big... When you cry, you're gone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That shows
weakness.
Allah.
Praise Allah.
She's a wonderful person. She's a wonderful woman.
Allah Akbar.
Felicia, do you really believe you're tough enough to work in New York?
Yes, absolutely, I do.
By the way, Allah, I have no doubt about it. You are tough enough.
She is like a robot.
But Felicia... You're not strong enough to be here.
If you cry in his boardroom, you're out of there.
Strong enough. You're lovely. You're smart. You have so many things going, but you're not strong enough for this city. Felicia, you're fired.
Now Allah starts to get up.
Sit, Allah. Allah, the fact is, you're very, very hard to manage. Very, very difficult to manage. Number one. Number two, you were the director of a disaster. Allah, you're fired.
It's a disaster.
Oh.
I love that she started to get up to walk away, and he goes, sit down, Allah.
Yeah.
It's like, where the hell you think you're going?
And I'm sorry I let you down.
Bummer.
But you don't...
I love the music on this show. It's just so ridiculous.
Both I never noticed it.
Fired, but it was
oh, I do all the time.
A little difficult.
Synthesizes.
Lisa can't lead, and Allah can't be led. Hands down.
Well, both just kept talking about each other's mistakes. It was very hard to pick one.
That blonde
okay,
lady
for something
me.
Pleasant. I'm going to go back and tell Randall and Rebecca that they're the final two.
I wish I had a clip of this, because this is great. Now, Vanessa, I love... At the end, he goes, I'm going to go tell Randall and Rebecca what happened.
Uh-huh.
And he goes through the door, and they do this slow-mo walk of him down the hall, and it's like, dun-dun, 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 dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It's like this big orchestral thing, and it's the Donald walking in slow motion. He's going to open the door really slowly. And right when the door opens, and you see Randall and Rebecca standing in the background, it goes to black. Genius. Man, that show's ridiculous. It show's outrageous.
Outrageous.
Now, guys. now, guys. Now, there was a very good Veronica Mars this week. Very convoluted. The one thing that I don't like about Veronica Mars is it's hard to talk about after the episode because so much crap happens on the show.
Yeah, it really does.
Now, let's just say this. Logan beats the crap out of Weevil. The Mexican biker guy, him and some dudes that beat the crap out of him, strip him down naked, and duct tape him to a pole, which wouldn't that get police involved?
Yeah, but some fictitional rich place in California.
Yeah, it's Neptune.
You don't need police.
Now, we also have Allison Hannigan returning to the show, and she had a great scene with Charisma Carpenter. For you Josh Whedon fans, you would dig that a lot.
The little Buffy reunion.
The whole thing is Veronica Mars tries to find out about her mom. Was her mom this horrible bitch in school, like all the girls that she hates? And it turned out really... Allison Hannigan turns out to be the daughter of this mute lady. Did you get
Here
that?
She calls... what did she call, like, retarded Mary or something?
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, that's just retarded Mary. Oh, wait, she's my mother? Oh, let me cry and hug her.
And there's been the subplot of the bus crash through the whole episode, and here's the little that little thread in this episode.
Hey, you grabbed dinner yet?
Funny you should ask. I'm not actually that hungry. I was scrounging through the old fridge for a little steady snack, and I'm not normally a corn dog type of girl. But this is gonna put me off them forever. Are you keeping a dead rat in our freezer, or do we have a slam dunk lawsuit against the processed food industry?
I found it on the bus.
You checked out the bus and didn't tell me?
It was duct taped under one of the back seats.
It was a message. For me, I'm the rat.
I don't
know. With the rats.
Maybe it was someone else on the bus.
Sleep with the rats.
The rat fishes.
Yeah.
You were right, Veronica.
It's a new breed.
I should have won that election. I should have taken over this case.
Her dad was great in Galaxy Quest, wasn't he?
Yeah.
This guy is a horrible actor.
What? He's an outstanding actor.
Your sentence is up, Veronica.
Sound bad.
Unless you're here to atone for something I don't yet know about.
Deducing I had a key to your office, now that was clever. Obviously, you had to find a way to stick me in detention. That way, you could be sure I'd find my way into my mom's permanent file.
What are you going on about?
You read Machiavelli this summer, didn't you?
Her her vice principal pretty much rigged it where he would become principal.
Not taking credit for
after
it.
After Veronica found out all the truth.
It's a very imaginative theory, Veronica. But if you'll excuse me, I've got a lot of paperwork.
Now,
all the things that had to happen for him to become principal was so incredibly insane that no normal person could make sure all those things would happen.
He's like Emperor Palpatine. way
he orchestrated it.
The Force. Yeah, he was genius. Now,
manipulates the midichlorians.
Yeah. At the end of the episode, Veronica's in the hospital, and she decides to look in on Duncan's old girlfriend, and
Meg.
And it turns out she's pregnant.
Dun, 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 dun.
Now, Bill, did you know there was an online alternate ending to that scene?
Yeah, I saw that after the episode, and I was just like,
Now, here's a clip of what happens. Now, originally, she goes in, she sees that she's pregnant, and she leaves. This is what happens in the alternate ending.
I'll just be down the hall if you need anything.
Okay,
thank you.
Someone's walking in. Veronica goes to hide in the bathroom.
Mommy's here. How are you today? Oh. They turned your songs down again, didn't they?
Is there a gospel choir in the room?
Yeah.
Everything is going to be all right, I promise. Somewhere just rest, okay? To the valley, I'll see you soon, baby.
What did you do? Security?
So basically, the mom smothered her daughter and Veronica saw it. And of course, it's pretty contrived. She pulls the pillow off and the nurse walks in. What have you done? You know, it's like, oh, Veronica smothered her, whatever. So I'm glad that's not part of the show because it was kind of ridiculous.
And it ended with her opening her eyes, didn't it?
The original one. And in this one, her mom kills her. I like the one where she opens her eyes better. But they've done kind of a Lost thing, Bill.
Quite frankly, I don't want to have an alternative ending. I just want to have the goddamn show.
Yeah, what is
it? I don't understand this crap.
We need these alternate endings.
I think it's just something with AOL. Like,
I don't think the fans should decide on what the hell they think they need or what. Give us the show.
Now, if they did that on Lost, Michelle Rodriguez lives or dies, go vote. I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Click, 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 click.
Jason
click.
Would spend all night voting to kill her.
We track your
ISPs.
Would
set up a proxy server.
Guys, I made a program where one vote counts as a million. All you gotta do is click once. Okay, before we move on to our Lost talk, this week, Barbara Walters had a special. It was the top 10 most interesting Americans in Idaho or something
according
like that.
According to Bubba Wawa.
Yeah. And Brad, this is who I think is interesting. I'm Barbara Walters.
You sound now, nothing like her.
I sound exactly like her. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Barbara Walters sounds more like Elmer Fudd.
And I'm Barbara Wawa. I have the view. It's like, all right, shut up, Jason.
You don't do voices very well there.
No, how dare you, sir?
Go put on your brown coat.
No, dude, I have a tan coat, all right? Now, guys, she interviewed one of the most interesting people, and that's Tom Cruise. Now, a while back on our show, we talked about Silent Birth. Remember that, Scientologist?
Yeah,
now,
much love.
In this clip, Tom Cruise explains to us... Us who don't understand this, unless you're an operating Phaeton, what...
A small-minded...
I would explain it to you, but Tom does a much better job than me.
All right, here's what happens.
Is there a Scientology way of having birth?
Like anything, you want to be as quiet as possible. Yeah. And I know there's been misinterpretation in terms of the woman can't make any noise. I mean, that's just not true. It's nutty. No. But just calm and quiet. I want... Kate to be as comfortable as possible, and whatever she's going to go through, she's going to go through, and I'm going to be there.
If she makes a noise, she makes a noise.
Oh, she's going to make noise, I'm sure. You know, I don't know.
She does in the sack, Barbara.
I don't know. You know, it's going to. We're going to go through.
There's no silent birth going on in the sack. You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, it's over. Does Tom Cruise make sense now?
No.
Two words. Fucking insane.
See, I think he's recanting on it. What he said before.
He's backtracking.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who backs it.
It's impossible when you are having a child to be quiet. It's impossible.
Damn you, my boy, Bill.
I love that clip.
I
gotta
love that
really
guy.
Get a hold of that guy and thank him.
Damn you, my boy, Bill.
So funny.
Get his number for me.
It sounds like Jerry Lewis. Hey, lady.
Lady.
Hey, brown coats.
Now I have no friends.
After that, it's time to talk Lost.
Outrageous.
Now, this week on Lost, it was all about Kate. What Kate did. Like, we've known from season one and this season, kind of, you know, Kate has problems. She's committed some crime. And finally, explain what happens this season. Basically, she blew up her dad.
Stepfather.
No, it was her dad.
That turned out being her dad. Yes.
Now, when you guys found this out, were you like, is that it?
Yes. I'm sitting there going, okay, so she's being tracked across the world because she blew up a house and committed insurance fraud.
No. That's not just it. Remember, she assaulted an agent.
Blah, 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 blah.
Who cares?
Felony. You can't assault an agent.
No. That's not that bad. What I'm saying is they hinted to something that was greater than this, and it wasn't that big a deal.
I thought she was like an international, you know, criminal.
I thought she was carrying the T-virus, you know, in her system or something. The government is trying
She's
to get a hold
of her.
She's
got the avian flu.
Wesker's going after
her. Yeah, the avian flu.
She's got the bottled water flu.
Yes, and may I point out, on Lost, they all carry bottled water with them.
Dun-dun.
Coincidence? I think not. She does get busted by that same agent, but a horse runs in front of the car and it crashes. Now, this horse
Hold
turns
on
up...
there!
Later on, this horse turns out to be on the island.
He's a teleporting horse.
Now, what do you guys think the horse represents? One thing I noticed, you know, that gallop is funny that Foggy played, but they show the horse running on the ground, and it makes a clip-clop sound like it's on a brick road or something. Like, did you guys notice that?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
But now, what does that horse represent? I mean...
Her guilt?
I'm not even going to try and interpret it, because the only thing I know of the black horse is it's the third horse of the apocalypse, which represents death and famine. So
now, see,
maybe they're not going to... maybe they're going to... People are going to die, or somebody's going to run out of food. I don't know.
Now, it could represent that she is like a wild stallion. She can't be tamed. She's a kindred she's a kindred spirit with a wild beast.
What's that movie
that
with,
is beautiful yet dangerous? More interesting on this episode is Locke and Mr. Echo and Michael. Now, he shows them the initiation film. And all of a sudden you see Echo sitting there like something's weird. And
I thought he had a bad hemorrhoid.
He says, I have something to show you. And then he tells him, he basically tells him the entire story of the Bible before he gives him the film.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, dude, can you go, hey, here's some film. But it's like, many years ago. And I like
Locke's comment was good. Go ahead.
Well, he says, let me, he goes, start from the beginning. And he starts with his, starts talking about the Bible. He goes, whoa, you really start at the beginning. Yeah. And he gives them the film, and this is them watching the film.
Hey, Locke, what's up with the blast doors?
Blast doors?
Like in case of an explosion, they come from the ceiling. Desmond, he didn't tell you about these, what they're for?
No, but he did leave a movie. You want to see it?
I would like to see it, too.
It's a stag film.
From the moment the alarm sounds, you will have 4 minutes to enter the code into the microcomputer processor. Induction into the program. Do not attempt to use a computer for anything. Congratulations, and good luck.
What about all the missing pieces?
It's just a frame here and there, I think. Nothing important. What do you think?
I have something I think you should see. I believe.
Let me whip this thing out.
It would be of great value to you.
Do not attempt to use a computer for anything else other than the entering of the code. This is its only function. The isolation that attends the duties associated with Station 3 may tempt you to try and utilize a computer for communication with the outside world. This is strictly forbidden. Attempting to use a computer in this manner...
Do not use MSN Messenger.
Here, you've got mail!
And this part was good. He starts talking and says hello.
Do not try to dial up to AOL. There is no phone line.
Yeah. He gets the blue screen of death. No!
Shall we play her again?
Yeah.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill!
Yeah, it's the whopper on the other end. Basically, you know what I came to realize at the end of this episode is if you took the last minute of every episode of Lost, you'd have a pretty damn good captivating show. Because the most interesting thing happens in the last minute of every episode. Am I right?
Yeah, and now we have to wait until 2006 to get a new episode.
Yeah, no kidding. We have to wait till freaking January, till 2006 for
a new... you got
to
watch out maybe even longer than that if those people keep drinking on Hawaii and getting arrested.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, Steven.
That's no biggie. That's just Cynthia Watrous and Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, we'll get to that later in the show, guys. All right, now it's time for a theory.
A stupid Lost theory.
Now, guys, I have an interesting theory, and the theory is this. Sid and Marty Croft were the original creators of Lost. Now, if you do not know who Sid and Marty Croft are, they did a show called Land of the Lost. All right,
they were also big acid takers.
Right, they did such shows as Lidsville and H.R. Puff and stuff. Like, think of all the shows with Land of Lost, combine them. What do you got? You got our show Lost here. Think about it. The Hatch. Remember on Land of the Lost, you had those little things with the control panels, with the little rocks you could throw and explode.
The others are Sleestak.
Yes. And they had the little slingshots with sticks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Instead of Holly, you have Kate. Instead of Chaka, you have Sawyer. Am I right? I mean, think about it.
To see who you would pick to be Chuck.
Not the hot one.
Will Harry. No, he's real hairy. He's got lots of growth on his face, you know? Dopey. That's obviously Hurley. I mean, think about it. This show is a remake of Land of the Lost.
Okay.
I'll go along with it.
It's different than any other theory.
They were on a routine expedition. And then the greatest earthquake ever known. The incident, Steven. What are they talking about in the film? An incident happened. The greatest earthquake ever known. It makes a lot of sense. The blast doors and all that. Sleestacks are going to make an appearance pretty soon on the show, and when they do, everyone don't be surprised because I warned you. All right, and I'm waiting for Chaka to show up and give Hurley a run for his money.
I thought you said that.
I thought you said Sawyer was Chaka. Yeah.
He did represent him, but Chaka will be up to give him props. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Props?
Yeah.
The real cast is actually going to cross over.
Outrageous.
Exactly.
And Judge Judy's going to show up with a lot of applesauce.
Get a life, you know, get a real job.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Much smarter than you are on your best day. You're not as smart as I am on my worst day.
At least I'm a good father.
Considering the fact that you aren't a great father.
What the hell?
Can't she just leave it at, on your best day, you're not as smart as I am?
Yeah.
Why did she have to go in a circle to, you're not as smart as I am on your worst day?
Hello?
Don't knock Judge Judy. She's cool.
Judge Judy.
Bill, she is the boss applesauce, all right? That's all I got to say about that. Now, Steven, you have a lost theory. What do you think?
I'm thinking it's going to go back to the Philadelphia experiment that somebody else had talked about. They're dealing with some sort of magnetism, opening wormholes or something crazy.
Right.
Steven, I tend to agree with the Philadelphia experiment thing. It's got to lead back to that.
Maybe
that's where the island was involved in it or something. Because the Dharma logo looks like the Montauk Project, which was affiliated with the Philadelphia Project.
I'm kind of wondering if the others are like doppelgangers of the actual crew that crashed there. But you know, it's like a parallel universe,
right?
Yeah.
But
like all the people who died on one side were the good people. The people that survived on the other are bad. So they're trying to steal the good and the bad back together.
Yeah, one thing I think it could
does
it make
be any a sense?
Mix. Yes, it does. What I'm saying is it could be that, but it could also be a few other things, a mixture of things. It's not any simple, easy answer. It's like you've got the island with this incredible kind of magnetic. Electromagnetic
field. It's the real Atlantis.
These people went there to do this experiment, but there's also, you know, this incident that happened isn't just because of their project. It's because of what's there on the island, a mystery that even they didn't know.
It's the real Atlantis, is what it is.
Not only is he not a very nice person.
They found all the giant crystal from Atlantis.
Right. I think we ought to end this segment very soon.
We can come up with our own stupid loss.
Are you guys ready to do the news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And I can't get up!
Now, Vanessa, you took a spill last week. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Apparently you had collapsed in the news booth. And you weren't in the second part of the show, so we just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't have time to check on her then.
We were busy. We were doing the show. I mean, we got to wait till the show's over.
We let her get a bit of a nap.
Yeah. Now, Vanessa, what do you got in the news this week?
All right, shock rocker Marilyn Manson married his longtime girlfriend Saturday in Ireland, People magazine reported. Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, married 33-year-old Heather Sweet in front of about 60 guests at Castle Gertine, the home of a friend.
A current affair.
It's like a current affair story. Now, what is his real name again?
Brian Warner.
Now, why wouldn't he just use that as his stage name? It's just as interesting as Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, that'll go well with a goth crowd. Yeah. Brian Warner, woo!
Hey, everybody, I'm Brian.
Scary name there.
Brian Warner likes to drink blood. All right. Sweet is a burlesque dancer who uses the stage name Dita Von Teese.
I was thinking she was going to be like a tax auditor or something.
Manson proposed it for Los Angeles in 2004.
Very, very attractive woman.
Really?
Like a classic beauty.
Wow. He seems
and
like
of course Manson, who's 36, wore a black silk taffeta tuxedo, and Von Teese was in a royal purple silk taffeta with a corset.
Now,
they
hey,
were married in a non-denominational ceremony conducted by an underground filmmaker, Alejandro Jodorowsky, a friend of Manson.
Don't you guys think it's funny that when he would do his concerts in towns, like people would be there to picket it and stuff, that they don't realize that this is all an act, and it sells them lots of albums, and
well, they
they're just
let
giving
it
more
get
publicity.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, he's not demonic or whatever. He's found his niche. He's found his little thing that can make him money, and that's
yeah,
what it's
he
all
knows
about.
How to push buttons.
Yeah.
What they don't understand is, although what he may be saying is blasphemous and whatever else you want to call it, it's an act.
Right.
No, don't let it get to you.
Yeah, but the, I'm going to say it, I hate to say it, but the religious right isn't always that smart.
No, they aren't, and I completely agree with that, although
they're being done by giving him more publicity, but, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what
how,
they do.
That's how all these public religious right groups are. They always do this. They always go right into it and end up making themselves look like asses.
I mean, they did that with Ozzy, and now he's on MTV, and they're like, you know, he's like, they figure out he's just some doddering old guy now, you know. But,
yeah.
You know,
he's just the mundo.
Now, Vanessa, got another story for us?
I sure do.
I hope I didn't mess you up there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Now, in trained wasps could someday replace dogs for
trained,
taking out drugs.
Trained wasps?
Yes.
Like trained white Anglo-Saxon Protestants?
No.
Plenty of those
around. I was waiting for that.
You've got troubles, Mac.
All right. Trained wasps could someday replace dogs for sniffing out drugs, bombs, and bodies.
That's awesome.
Yep. Scientists say a species of non-stinging wasps can be trained in only 5 minutes and are just as sensitive to odors as man's best friend.
That doesn't take long.
Yes, but what happens whenever they go insane?
Oh, gnarly!
Could you train them to kill? Like, kill!
No,
kill!
They're non-stinging wasps.
Damn!
They'll eat them.
Dang. Okay, you lost me there.
Pinchers.
All right, with the use of a handheld device that contains the wasps, but allows them to do their work, they've been able to use the insects to detect target odors such as a toxin that grows on corn and peanuts and a chemical used in certain explosives.
Can I ask this question? Okay, a dog can bark when he's found something. Does a bee go, you know, like, go get him? He's like, bzz, 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 and you're like, okay, he found it. He found a bomb. You know, how do they tell them what they find?
That's what I'm about to tell you.
Timmy's stuck in a hole?
Yeah.
What happens is if when they smell something that is naughty, they go near what's called a little vent, is where they all seem to migrate towards this vent, like they sense something sweet. So that's how they can tell, is they all migrate towards this one point in this little box.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, so it's actually a lot cheaper because, you know, a dog takes about $15,000 per dog to train and requires about 6 months of training, whereas a wasp, it's 5 minutes and it's
Who the hell came up with this? He's like, hey, have I got something to sell you guys? Forget about dogs, I got wasps, train wasps!
The USDA. Yeah, they discovered a tiny predatory wasp known as a Micropletus.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her!
What the hell is fucking
you just made me spit coffee out my nose. Oh, man. Oh, that was good. Oh, I love that movie. I'm a Back to the Future coat.
That doesn't make sense.
I know.
But they can work for 48 hours and then they're released to live out the remainder of their 2 or 3 week lifespan.
Wow.
Ain't it awful?
That's terrible.
That's just such a weird ass story.
Someone call PETA.
Yeah, I thought you would enjoy that.
Yeah, very PETA. Interesting.
All right. Brad Pitt. Yeah, everyone's favorite. The stinky man. Is seeking to become the adoptive father of Angelina Jolie's children.
Well, look who it is. Hi, bitch.
I'm telling you what, man. There's a point where you cross a line when it comes to a piece of ass, and I think she's brainwashed him.
Yeah, what the hell is this dude doing adopting kids when he could just be nailing whoever he wants? You know what I'm saying?
Angelina Jolie must have, like, some special kind of a that erases men's memories once they...
Oh,
once they
my
have
God!
My gosh. Where can I get one of those?
Do you guys remember special the closet vagina? From Poltergeist?
Yes.
Okay. Moving but, on. Finish the story, Vanessa.
Thank you. A legal petition seeking the of the children to Zahara Jolie Pitt and Maddox Jolie Pitt.
Man, what are these freaking Friday. People doing? Name them Brian Warner or something. I mean, what is with the crazy... Adam.
Zahara. She should have named him Zathura.
Yeah, Zathura. Zathura Jolie. Directed by Jon Favreau. In theaters now.
But basically, he's trying to become the adoptive father for both children. And,
That's you know it. What?
So well, I guess they're taking what the relationship when... serious.
He sounds like he, you know, what a great guy. Is he Canadian?
You poor, misguided Canadian bastard.
I thought he was a small judo man.
The USA, screw the small judo man.
Exactly.
Bedbugs, the house guest nobody wants, are back in growing numbers across the USA. And from your bunk can be a lengthy, costly process.
Is this going to be like Starship Troopers kind of stuff? Or
60 years after a near eradication, the little bloodsuckers are infesting homes and hotels from New York to San Diego. Why the outbreak? Well,
it sucks.
Increased world travel and changing pest control practices.
Ah.
Those bugs, damn foreigners. Next on A Current Affair.
Bedbugs.
Foreigners.
Yeah.
Well, people believe that bed bugs are a myth, but yep, they're real, all right. And if you gave
them don't jabber at me in a foreign tongue.
What? What the hell's Foggy doing? Okay, go ahead, but it's so sorry.
Oh, thank you. They're real, all right. If you've gained a toehold or wherever they find bear skin to bite, they won't leave your house until you release an all-out effort. If you don't manage them, they'll manage you. And the reemergence of bed bugs appears to have begun in the late 1990s. And they first saw one, this guy named Cooper, saw one in a motel in 1999.
How big are they?
They're like the size of fleas, I believe. Or smaller, I'm sorry. I think they're smaller than that. But
That's what I'm going to say, is aren't they microscopic? How did this guy just look over and see one? Was he like doing a crossword puzzle with a
They're tiny little bastards, but they're very noticeable against like white sheets or something like that. They're nasty. I stayed in a hotel in New York, and they were everywhere, and I refused.
You do get lost now, you hear?
That's scary, man.
I gotta watch out. I stay in a lot of hotels.
You know what you need to check
the sheets and behind the bait and the headboard.
No, would this work if you just brought your own sheets with you everywhere you went?
No.
Well, no,
because a lot of times they stay like in the corners of the walls behind the beds.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm never staying in a hotel again, man.
Well, I know somebody who didn't get bed bugs, but they got crabs from a hotel.
Good Lord, man.
Yep. That's... From the sheets, from the bed.
What'd you say?
Someone I know went to a motel. It was actually a really nice hotel.
Did they go with a hooker?
No,
because that might. It's not the hotel room they got it from. I just want to tell
them. rubbing your infested
Hello?
Private parts
Hello?
All over.
Anybody
sheets.
Home?
It's like, do they sleep in the nude?
Yeah.
No.
I always make sure the sheets are new whenever I get to a hotel room.
Never parasites. Parasites will find their way to you no matter where you are. They find you. So
right.
If you're lying in bed in your underwear, for instance, they'll find you.
Whoa, that's here they come. Watch out, girl, they'll chew you.
They're bed bugs. Yeah, it's scary.
Well, the thing bad about bed bugs is they can go a whole year between having a meal. So they could live for a long time.
Okay.
So are they chewing somebody?
I guess.
Next story.
All right, in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia Museum of Arts, a big crowd of people showed up to try to be an extra in the new Rocky movie. For the from the old beautiful wannabe actors, aspiring models, and regular folks grumbled their best. Yo, Adrian, impressive.
Holy gazookas!
Here he casting. trying to land a spot as an extra in the sixth. Yes, that means, that's right, sixth Rocky movie. Don't
awesome.
Tell them the world doesn't need another Rocky comeback.
No, they why are they making this movie?
Because I want to see it.
Your move, creep.
It's time for a new Rocky movie.
Yeah, it is. Rocky 12.
I don't know. We just need something because Schwarzenegger sure isn't making anything decent.
Yeah.
And I read most of the script to Rocky 6 and it was
you
good.
You son of a bitch.
One of the guys for a part in the movie was a 6'4", 290-pound tough guy built up. Who recently finished a role as a former Philadelphia Eagle, Stan Walters, in the football movie Invincible, is going to be in the movie.
Who is your daddy?
It's a stint in Europe and in the XFL and the NFL that he would give a shot at acting. So he's going to be one in there.
Yeah, hey. He's going to do great.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Well, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
And of course, we have a story about
good times.
You've got troubles, Mac.
All right, let's hear the next story, Vanessa.
I'm sure we're all going to talk about this with Michelle Rodriguez and her co-star on Lost getting pulled over for being big lushes behind the wheel. And
you know what? I have heard about this. Did you guys hear about this? Michelle Rodriguez, or Anal Usia on the show. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Close enough.
She basically drove drunk and she crashed her car, right?
No, I think
she just got pulled over.
Yeah, she just got pulled over.
She got pulled over before she endangered...
Before she crashed and
endangered
killed anybody.
Of course.
Innocent Hawaiians' lives. But, you know, I thought it was really... She was so drunk, she told the police the reason that she was driving, even though she was drunk, is she was running from the udders.
Udders! I thought she told the cop that she was a member of SWAT and to leave her alone.
Yeah. No kidding.
And she punched the cop. Sexist. She probably punched him because, you know, she has to punch everybody because she's such a tough girl. But, you know, what's funny is I was looking on this website about Lost and everybody hates Michelle Rodriguez.
You know what? It is one of those things where 98% do, but there's those people who are like, she's not that bad. Leave her alone.
Well,
she's
everybody misunderstood. Says the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't had a role yet. You know, she might get a role one day where she's a serious actress, you know, it's a tearjerker, and we might change her mind. But right now, all she does is the same role over and over again.
If she stopped doing movies where she punched people but instead got slapped, I would go see those.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is they do these scenes where you're supposed to feel some sort of pity.
Struggling.
For her, and all I feel is just anger. I'm like, stop sulking, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know,
you're despicable.
In the part in Lost where she's supposed to be crying next to that stream, you know, off the drive. I was like, she can't even conjure up any tears. She's like,
no, she's a really bad actress.
She had like a Sprite next to her and poured it in her eyes. Oh, my eyes burn.
Yanked a pubic hair. But yeah, it's just
what the hell?
Yeah, pull a pubic hair. You know, remember from Friends? Never mind. That's
yes,
one
yes.
episode I
that
think.
Was a leg hair, not a pubic hair.
Well, pubic hair will hurt more.
That would hurt.
I'm very hurt.
No comment.
But yeah, just that whole thing with Doink! Actors drunk being drunk drivers. It's like, you dumbasses.
Now, what is it?
Especially a Michelle Rodriguez and Cynthia Watrous. Come on, you haven't had a decent role in ages.
Yeah, what is it? Hey, we're drunk. Hey, let's go drive around, guys.
It's like, one of the top rated shows.
Do you think
she's
like
making enough money you can afford a cab ride?
Was she like, guys, I was in Fast and Furious. I don't know what I'm doing.
I punched
none of the original cast has got in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, about the only thing you heard about the original cast was that Sawyer had his house robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? What they didn't report in the news, I'm kind of upset about because I love monkeys and chimpanzees. She was so drunk, she drove through the jungle and ran over some monkeys.
Oh, that's evil.
I love monkeys.
Don't!
All right, Vanessa, next
right
story.
Right turn, Clyde.
That's it. That's all I've got.
Oh, that's all you got in the news?
I dedicate that to Annie, though.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
You mean Annie Mae?
Yes. Well, I call her Annie. We're on a first-name basis.
Oh, uh-huh. Annie Mae. I thought you said Andy. Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
Annie.
That's what I thought she said, too.
No, Annie.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I dedicate it to Annie, too.
Be quiet, Bill.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill.
Yeah, damn you.
See, what
that's
people
who we dedicate
don't realize
the show to.
The whole brown coat discussion, that came from the Hollywood Saloon. So send all your hatred to Andy at
no,
Hollywood
send it here.
Saloon.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Hey, yeah, please keep. Give me more hatred because you guys are hilarious.
But before we go on to DVDs with Mulberry Bill, I just want to say, Vanessa, if anyone wants to suggest news story to Vanessa, go to nowheremulberry.com, join our forum. Vanessa has a little section there where you can suggest news stories, and she'll check it out.
Yeah, I sure will.
And you'll get the credit for the story.
Yeah, I'll give you a shout-out, homie.
Hell, even give a voicemail. We'll just play that, and Vanessa will get less airtime.
That's a great idea.
Time for the DVD section.
Jazz hands!
Hey, guys. It's time for Mulberry Bill's DVD segment. This is where he talks about
swinging with
those digital video desks.
Swinging with Bill.
Those crazy kids.
Those Olympic medals you can put in DVD players.
All
right, Bill, what do you got in DVDs this week?
Jack? I'd like to thank the Father Wallstrom for that music.
Yeah,
yes. Excellent stuff.
Thanks, Dad.
He wrote it just for you.
Mr.
Well, I don't know about just for me, but it's appropriate.
No.
Okay.
No. Good.
I want to cover a couple TV TV series that are coming out on DVD first. These are good for gifts if people are fans or if they're not fans and you want to expose them to it. I've talked
what
about
a colossal ripoff.
So these are DVDs you could buy not for just holidays, but any time of year because they're enjoyable.
Yes.
Like an infomercial.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, volumes 1 through 4. It's an excellent show that's on
Adult
hilarious. Swim on Cartoon Network.
That
it's
was
a hilarious
the
show.
Load of crap
it's,
I've ever heard.
It's so incredibly bizarre, but just absolutely laugh-out-loud funny.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you want to give that as a gift, it's recommended to anyone who just likes to laugh. Another set is Batman the Animated Series, volumes 1 through 4.
Go get a bag of bats, killer.
An incredible animation series
that aired
a few years ago on the WB. All right, and this one is for Jason, Slee Stacks and all.
Oh,
Land of the Lost,
Billy.
The complete series.
Oh, hell yes.
You got to get that.
With Chaka?
Yeah, this is the complete series. And what cracks me up is 17 of the episodes have a commentary track by the casting crew.
Oh, God. That is awesome.
I mean, who in the hell is going to go, you know what?
I will.
I need the complete series, but I want the commentary
track. Are you kidding
track.
Me?
They were able to time out of their jobs over at McDonald's.
Yeah, so join Marshall, Will, Holly, and Chaka.
Can I,
in the
will
land
you guys
of
please, please buy that for me? I love it.
Okay.
It is an intriguing sensation.
Okay, we have Star Wars Clone Wars Volume 2 coming out.
Ooh.
Oh, and I didn't specify. These are all for December 6th, 2005, next Tuesday. But the thing that's great about this edition of the Clone Wars is it's what leads up to Revenge of the Sith. But it's also in Dolby Digital 5.1.
Right. The Volume 1 was in 2.0, which is very disappointing.
But it has some really great extras in it.
Right.
It has the commentary tracks from the guy that was the director of this, Tartovsky. I think his name is Gendy. But it also has concept art. It's got the trailer, The Revenge of the Brick. From Lego.
Yeah, that which
it's
is really,
really cool.
Funny. It's better than the whole prequel trilogy.
But yeah, check that out.
Now, may I add this, Bill, that people who wondered why General Grievous was always coughing,
yeah,
this explains why he was coughing in Episode 3. It's like, why the hell is that robot man coughing all the time, you know? Yeah, for Joe Schmo out there. Now, may I also reiterate, the reason why you're telling us some DVDs that you mentioned before is you're elaborating now that the day has come closer for it coming out.
Yeah, I was just mentioning them for holiday ideas.
Right.
Since it was a shopping season, and it still is.
It's coming right up. You have this Wayback DVD machine you use.
Yeah, and this is...
All right.
This is for any person that truly loved the 80s.
Ooh, I do.
MacGyver.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, hell yes, mother sucker.
I'm not even going to go into the extras. Yes! Just one word.
I like it.
MacGyver, okay?
MacGyver.
Make a bomb out of a popsicle stick and chewing gum.
You can't just say his name MacGyver. You have to say MacGyver. Like you're cocking a shotgun.
Did he ever use a shotgun?
No, he used a popsicle stick.
I didn't think so.
He could make a shotgun out of popsicle sticks.
He could make
sticks.
A potato gun.
Exactly.
Give him a sack of Skittles, an old 9-volt battery, and a shotgun shell.
And a paper clip.
I heard he could make a bomb out of a bag of Doritos.
It's true.
All right.
Dorito shrapnel.
The Dorito gas.
Oh, I've got Dorito shrapnel in my face.
And it's tasty.
All Dorito shrapnel in the back.
So does he teach you to make something on some of the extras?
Oh my god, it's the new Cool Ranch Doritos.
Call me sir, goddammit.
You remember when those were new, when those first came out in the mid-80s, and they had those really goofy commercials with the Doritos flying around?
Yes.
You know what, say what you will about MacGyver, as soon as that show, you know, you could make fun of that show you wanted, but it was on forever and got syndicated, and then he went on to the Stargate thing that started on Showtime.
Got money out the ass.
Yeah,
and commercials.
He's a big follower.
He's now in charge of freaking Stargate. He is.
Oh, he got promoted.
He is Stargate. When
he was Stargate so long he retired from Stargate.
He can show up to Stargate whenever it was like, what is your character doing?
He's waiting for the
next
sci-fi program.
I just wanted on the set today. You got something to say about it?
No, I know
that, dude.
Oh, MacGyver.
All right,
okay.
Bill?
Okay.
Sorry.
The last nice TV DVD I want to mention is a Christmas special. It's He-Man and She-Ra.
Oh, right.
Ooh. A Christmas special. Now, what's important about this magical episode that combines the characters from Eternia and Etheria, it has specials on it that include I Have the Power music video.
Awesome! Sorry.
I have the power! It's got character profiles.
Awesome.
Trivia.
I just want to know this. Does it have homoerotic Orko on there?
Yes, it does.
Orko.
In fact, Orko is the main character of the episode. Remember,
awesome!
this is about when Orko accidentally winds up on Earth during Christmas. And
That sounds.
And then when he gets back to Eternia, he tries to spread the holiday cheer.
Eternia. Now, can I just say this, guys? Forget about Land of the Lost. Buy me this instead for Christmas.
Which one?
I think the most important thing is
that doesn't make sense.
DVD has the complete Christmas special script. So, if you wanted to act it out, you could.
Yeah, Jason, let's do that. You know, I'll be like, what's her name, She-Ra? You could be He-Man. We'll, like, sit there and act it. That'd be cool.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got one last TV thing. 24 season 4.
Hey, that starts soon. New season of 24.
24 is just so incredibly awful that you have to watch it and just laugh.
Dude.
What?
Such a great show.
Dude, you're wrong. 24 is rocks.
Yeah, 24 is great.
24 has some of the absolute worst writing I've ever experienced.
Stop for a second.
It's good because it's just so incredibly
bad. It is so extreme that it's entertaining. It can be so ridiculous, but it's still entertaining.
And it's written well.
They can push everything. They can push the envelope, and you're like, oh, man, this is ridiculous. But still, I'm going to watch it.
It's well written. Ridiculousness.
I mean, like the building that happened to have a electromagnetic pulse machine in the basement.
Yeah,
and then
they trip it,
and then the whole city is like Dawn of the Dead, and he holds up in a gun store with these guys who happen to be Iraqi who want to prove a point by defending the government with all their guns and stuff. Now, come on, that's ridiculous, but it was awesome.
Handle the truth.
And he, like, braces himself against it, and he's like grimacing.
What about when Chloe, the agent's coming after her, and she gets a machine gun and shoots the guy and then blows the car up? Do you remember that, Vanessa?
So funny.
What I'm excited about this season is that he is now like David Bruce Banner in the Hulk TV show, where he's got his backpack and he's walking down the street.
That was a great last shot for season 4, him with the sunglasses. bag.
And I'm hoping what he does is he wanders from town to town and gets into trouble and helps people. I think that would be awesome.
Wasn't that the Burt Reynolds movie Malone, where he like wanders into town and helps the widow?
Was that the movie he could kill a guy with a credit card?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
Anything from the 80s involving Burt Reynolds is good. Stick, Heat, that doesn't make Malone.
Sense. Yeah, all those movies were failures too.
So bad.
Yeah.
Disney is releasing a series of DVDs, Walt Disney Treasures.
Ooh.
And they come in these limited edition tins. They've had a series out before. In fact, one of them, the Mickey Mouse in black and white, became so rare and is still rather rare that it's gone. I've seen it go on eBay for like $300.
Wow.
So if you really want these Walt Disney stuff? Treasures collections, you should pick them up when they come out. But this one's coming
out. Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Celebrated shorts from 1920s to 1960s. And it's got some great stuff on it, like the original 1923 Alice in Wonderland and Ferdinand the Bull. And it was No, that would be on the black and white Mickey Mouse set.
Oh.
Exactly.
These are all the ones that didn't involve any Disney characters.
Outrageous.
They were just made from Disney Studios. So it's really, I'm excited about it because I love old cartoons because I remember watching those as a kid.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
You know, I don't like her. All right, so now we're going to move on to some
really
movies.
Smart lady.
We have the Polar Express coming out.
Ooh!
It's special edition on the 6th, and it comes with a snow globe and a train. So if you have any kids that really love the movie, you might want to shell out the extra $20 and get the train and the snow globe.
I have to say that I like when they throw in swag like that. It's really cool.
Yeah, Japan always does that with their movies. They always, for the DVD sets, they always throw some really cool stuff in with it, but it ends up costing an arm and a leg to import.
Right.
Of course.
All right, Cinderella.
Oh, gnarly!
Which we've said a million times, nobody saw this movie. I never saw it, I wasn't interested.
What movie?
But Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe and Renee Zellweger.
Oh, that's the boxing
movie. I think I'll give it a rental. just to check it out. If I like it, I might buy it. But it's coming out in a two-disc collector's edition. Which
means three people.
Which probably won't end up with another double dip of it.
You know what? I've heard this movie is really good. And it's got Paul Giamatti, who we all love, right?
Pig Virus.
Yeah, Pig Vomit.
Or no, they called him Pig Vomit.
Yeah. He's gold.
See, I'm a Stern fan. They called him Pig Virus on the show, but for the movie they changed it to Pig Vomit.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Don't ask me why.
Maybe he's copyrighted.
Well, actually, Pig Vomit was a creation of two different managers that Howard Stern had, so they just blended them into one character.
So basically, this movie, it's a Ron Howard movie. He has never made a bad movie ever in the history of his career. Like, remember The Paper with Michael Keaton? Come on.
Hey, don't badmouth The Paper.
I'm not. I just said he never made a bad movie.
The Paper was good, man. You didn't like The Paper?
Like it!
That had a great song from Randy Newman. If you want to talk about bad Ron Howard... Talk about EdTV or...
Oh, you're right. EdTV, that was pretty bad.
That was so awful.
But you know what? It had the awesome Matthew McConaughey, who is the sexiest man in America.
Saw that.
All right.
And Woody, like my pot, Harrelson.
Yeah, he loves hemp. He loves making shirts out of hemp.
So does Matthew McConaughey.
He likes his pot, too.
He just wants to smoke a little of the hemp.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
And don't forget, you know, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, Jesus, you're right. I'm sorry. I was so wrong.
How about,
The Cat in the Hat? Did he do that?
The Cat in the Hat? No, I don't think he... Did he do that one? No, he didn't. He just produced it.
Oh, okay.
What about...
I want to kiss you.
No, I love Willow.
Matt Mardigan.
What? Oh, he did Willow. Willow rocks a house down. Are you kidding me?
Matt
he did Cocoon,
Mardigan.
Night
That's
Shift.
Baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does. Willow's a good movie, Judge Judy.
Parenthood wasn't the greatest, but it was still decent. It didn't know what it wanted to be.
I really love...
And it was a drama.
You guys are going to think I'm a little gay, but I really like Splash.
Gay.
Splash was a good movie. And did you see that...
I live as hopefully as long as I'm
It's good
stuff. Did you see the Paul Giamatti film that's coming out?
The Lady in the Water or something like that?
Yeah, that looked a little splashy.
Oh, my Lanta.
Splashy?
Yeah. I don't know anything about this trailer, so don't give it away. If it has to do with a mermaid, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, it absolutely has to do with a mermaid.
Oh, man, you just gave it away! I didn't want to know! M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong did it, and I knew it was going to be a big twist at the end. Like, it turns out it's the Incredible Mr. Limpet or something.
I don't think there's going to be a twist with this one.
Oh, okay.
I think he's all twisted out.
Damn you, my guy, Bill!
Chubby Checker wants his twists back.
I'm sorry, I'm never going to get tired of that drop.
I know,
that's just classic.
Keep playing it, Foggy, I love it.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
But that's it for the DVDs.
Wicked.
For Tuesday, December 6, 2005.
I like it.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, guys, that is episode 14 of Nowhere in Mulberry.
Yay!
May I remind people who listen to the show who seem to forget to leave us a voicemail, go to nowhereinmulberry.com and you'll see our number there. It's 206-202-3491. Call and tell us how much you hate Mulberry Bill for dissing browncoats.
Damn me!
Leave us some email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. That's
Edgar Foreman.
Yeah, just tell us what you thought of the show. Tell us if you're listening. And, you know, we're running, you know, a lot of reruns. There's shows that obviously we don't watch during the week that you probably do. Just tell us something we can check out. And I promise you, I will TiVo it and check it out.
Yeah, instead of complaining about a horribly failed movie because of the fans,
yeah,
call us and talk
about it. Damn you, my Bill!
Now, don't get this wrong, Bill. You love Serenity. It's just you're talking about how the movie was marketed. Am I right?
Yes.
What does that have to do with the fact they have
friends?
Well, if they had friends, more people would have went to see the movie.
Mommy Wars!
Did you guys understand what that said?
No.
Mommy Wars!
Mulberry Rules.
Oh! They said Wally Wars.
You know what, guys? Let's listen to that voicemail one more time.
Hey, Mulberry guys, this is... Well, I'm not going to say my name on the air, but...
Because you're an idiot.
I heard what you said about brown coats, and, yes. You know, Danny Mulberry, Dave, or Jack, what's your damn name? Listen, I got plenty of friends, with...
Stop laughing over Vanessa.
Heart. Okay, we love our groups, and we watch our Firefly, and you know, don't say I don't have friends. I have one really great friend. His name is Josh... Damn you, Mulberry Bill!
I love how he says he has a group of friends that they sit down and watch Firefly together, and then he goes, but I have one really good friend, Josh Whedon.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill!
That's gold, Jerry. Now, let me...
I wonder if he realized how incredibly funny call is while he was making it.
Well, the one nightmare about voicemail, how many times have you left a voicemail? It's like, would you like to listen to your message? Nah, it was good enough. Click.
Yeah,
you really should have listened to it one more time.
Yeah, he totally proved my point about brown coats.
Join the tan coats, everyone. That's all I gotta say. And I have nothing against brown coats. I think Bill's a horrible person.
Now, exactly. You know what, though? I hate to admit this, but I'm a reformed brown. I actually am a member of that website, the brown coat site.
Yeah.
But I haven't visited it.
No, he is a brown coat.
I know.
Bill is a turncoat with the brown coat.
I'm a member of the Alliance now.
Yeah.
Go Blue Sun Corporation!
Yeah, he joined the Blue Sun Corporation. Hey, Steven, Bill, Vanessa, thank you for joining me once again in the Cultural District of Mulberry to talk about things we love. Am I right? Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
See you next
Bye,
week.
Bye, brown coats. Wah, wah.
See you next week with episode 15.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill.
Emmy-worthy.
Now this is podcasting.
It's not finished. It's finished.